Hi, thanks for joining us. I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Pix Now update.
Right now, more than 8,700 firefighters are battling three major wildfires ravaging the state. In all, more than 225,000 acres have burned so far and thousands of buildings destroyed.
The Camp Fire in Butte County is now the deadliest and most destructive wildfire California has ever seen. It has claimed at least 42 lives, and that number is expected to rise as recovery workers look for almost 230 people still unaccounted for. Right now, flames are 30% contained, scorching 125,000 acres. The burn zone now covers an area bigger than the city of San Jose. Crews are trying to protect 15,000 buildings still in danger. DNA experts are in what's left of the town of Paradise this morning, helping to identify those who were killed. Authorities released the first three victims' names yesterday. They include 48-year-old Jesus Fernandez, 65-year-old Ernest Foss Jr., and 77-year-old Carl Wiley, all from Butte County. And while investigators there sort through all the rubble, survivors are forced to wait for word on the hundreds of people who are still reported missing.
Hazel's 99 years old. She's still missing. Alan Rigg, he's not found with the Alan Rigg Band. He's my neighbor. If anybody knows where Alan is, please.
The Butte County Sheriff has requested about 150 more search and rescue personnel to help look for human remains. And right now, there is no official word on the cause of the campfire, but state regulators are now investigating PG&E for its potential role. PG&E reported problems on transmission lines near Ground Zero.
Bay Area firefighters working the fire lines are sharing stories of animal rescues on social media. This is Officer Downing of the Foster City Fire Department. He formed an instant bond with the injured cat on his shoulder after coaxing it out of some bushes. A Hayward firefighter was also able to save this trapped black and white cat. Paradise resident Alan Pierce is crediting his Toyota Tundra for saving his life. He posted this photo on Instagram saying that this truck helped him get out of the area safely and helped others as well. Pierce made two trips to and from the fire zone to get people evacuated. Toyota caught wind of Pierce's heroism and have offered to replace his truck. In a statement, the vehicle company said Toyota is so humbled by Mr. Pierce's selfless act that we are pleased to offer him a brand new Tundra.
At last night's 49ers game, there were some special guests on the field of Levi's Stadium. The Niners invited Paradise High School's football team. Students got a chance to high-five some of the NFL's biggest names. The 49ers provided tickets and buses to the Paradise team. Many of them lost their homes in the campfire.
Thanks for being here. Sorry for what you guys are going through, but glad you could be here today. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
How are
you?
That is 49ers general manager John Lynch, and he surprised players and coaches before the game. The players also joined the 49ers on the field during the national anthem.
So thankful to the 49er organization. This has been an incredible day.
Everybody kind of seems in shock, and it hasn't really set in yet that all of our homes are gone, but we're just grateful to be around each other right now, and we're grateful for each other.
The 49ers say they raised more than $100,000 through their 50-50 raffle for victims of the campfire. The team plans to match those funds as well as raise money from a game-worn jersey that will be auctioned off.
And taking a live look from our KPIX 5 roof camera, you can see smoky skies over the Bay Bridge, the unhealthy air conditions continuing across the Bay Area. Sonoma County is closing 90% of its schools today. Parents can check the district website for a list. And in Pittsburgh, schools will be running on a rainy day schedule. Mary Lee is tracking the conditions for us.
That's right, Kenny. And we are looking at smoky conditions, not just today, but likely through the work week. So unhealthy air for all of the Bay Area, very unhealthy for the North Bay, the coast, and for the Central Bay there with an air quality advisory, a spare the air alert today through Friday. Current air quality, AQI value there, 174 in Santa Rosa earlier this morning at 200. That's very unhealthy air. 162 in San Francisco, 132 in Livermore, and 137 in San Jose. So when AQI values are at 150 or higher, we're talking about a very unhealthy air. So the satellite and radar view, we have this ridge of high pressure that is in control. It moved a little bit, but not enough. We really need it to move out of here and low pressure. pressure to move in to get some rain here. Futurecast is taking you through the next 10 days. Next week, we could see some rain. So next Tuesday, next Wednesday, next Thursday, the possibility of some rain for Northern California up in Butte County, as well as here in the Bay Area. That would be a much welcome sight. But cool temperatures with smoky conditions today. Back to you.
Mary, thank you. The Woolsey Fire in Southern California is flaring up again this morning. Fire crews are working fast, dumping water and slurry on the flames. This is popping up in the Santa Monica Mountains. Fire officials say 57,000 buildings are at risk, and so far the Woolsey Fire has burned more than 95,000 acres from north of LA to the Malibu coast, destroying more than 400 buildings. Right now, it is 35% contained.
CNN is suing President Trump and several of his aides. This morning, the cable news network filed a lawsuit in a D.C. courtroom after the White House revoked the press pass of journalist Jim Acosta following this press conference last week. The lawsuit alleges that Acosta and the network's First and Fifth Amendment rights were being violated.
An update now on Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She isn't able to sit on the bench today, but she is still working from home. Last week, the 85-year-old fell and fractured three ribs. She was out of the hospital by the end of the week and is improving. Ginsburg is the Supreme Court's oldest current justice and has previously survived two forms of cancer and heart surgery. In July, Ginsburg said she hopes to remain in her position beyond 2020.
Big news today, Amazon naming New York City and Arlington, Virginia as its second headquarters. The tech giant says it will split the site between the two locations. Amazon promises to create 25,000 high-paying jobs in each location. This announcement ends a public contest that started with 238 cities vying for the coveted spots.
There is a battle going on in the Bay that few residents know about. That's because the battle lines are drawn deep underwater. At stake, sand. This barge is mining it from the bottom of the bay to sell it to the highest bidder. But some say taking it out of the bay has serious consequences.
The same sand that was being taken out of the bay was the sand that was supposed to reach our coastal shoreline.
We'll tell you who's winning the sand wars tonight at 11 o'clock.
We will be back in an hour with our newscast at noon on KPIX.com. You can also watch our hourly updates on any of your favorite platforms.
And be sure to leave us a review on iTunes, Amazon, and Google to let us know what you think.
PIX Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area.
Meet our STEM standout, Luciano Del Rio.
Team 841 is Richmond High School's robotics team. What it is an after-school program that teaches Richmond High School students about STEM.
Luciano encourages us to really think outside the box to approach a problem.
Luciano's story is important because he comes from this community. The work that he does here goes beyond the classroom and the school.
Chevron and CBS 5 teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.